guys. Yeah, so I'm on my lunch break right now, and I thought I'd just answer some questionnaires. Okay, so what am I gonna answer? Ooh, okay. I'll answer two questionnaires. The 17 questions by It's JTL and New Year, New You by Penny. Okay, so question number one. What part of your body turns you on the most? I'm not turned on by my own body, but I think I have a gorgeous face. Such arrogance. I'm kidding. I think I have an okay face. Sorry, you guys. Number two, would you prefer to receive or give a nice sensual rub down? I do like giving massages, but I would love to receive one. What's your favorite body part on your partner? The mouth, but if you have beautiful eyes, oh my God. Yeah. Number four. What meal can your partner make for you that will make you fall in lust with them immediately? I don't know. I mean, if you cook for me or if you give me food, I would probably like you and think that you're the best person ever, but food doesn't really get me horny, so I don't know. Massages, though. If you give me a really good massage, I would want to sleep with you. Number five. If you could choose a tattoo for your partner, what would it be and where would you have them put it? My name above your heart. Or maybe no regrets because I'm so mean. I'm kidding. I don't know. Whatever they want. Ever had a one-night stand? Yes. If you went lingerie shopping with your partner, what would you pick for them to wear and why? Boy shorts or maybe something with lace? Yeah, because they're cute. Okay. What is your hottest X-rated fantasy? Sex at work, like in a server room. Yeah, with all the switches on the servers. It'd be super fucking cold. But also super fucking quiet, so. Number nine. Where is the most adventurous place you've ever had sex? School library? No. Oh, on a bus parked in front of a church because we were stuck in traffic. Yeah, definitely that one. Sorry. Such a whore. What is your best oral method? For girls, the alphabet works. Vowels first and then consonants after. Okay, what? What's next? What can does your partner do orally that always gets you going? I don't know, it's a secret. You'd have to find out yourself. Sorry. Do you like spooning? Are you the big spoon or the little spoon? Yes, I love spooning. I'm always the little spoon. Well, not always. But yeah, I love being the little spoon. Who is on top? You or your partner? My partner. Do you like loud or quiet sex? Do you enjoy your partner being vocal? I like both. Yeah, quiet moans and heavy breathing are just as hot as screaming. What is your preference, ass or tits? This is a very difficult question. Tits. Do you enjoy watching your partner masturbate for you? Yes, that's super fucking hot. Do you like dirty talk during sex? If so, give us an example of something you or your partner might say. I like begging and I'm very polite, so maybe I would. No, not maybe. So I would say something like, please come inside me, or please fill my pussy with your cum. Oh my definitely gonna say that. All right, so I finished one questionnaire. On to the next one. What are your opinions on New Year's resolutions? Do you believe in them? If you do, what are your resolutions for this year? I think it's, sorry, I think it's an opportunity to reflect and assess how your year went and to look back or celebrate your achievements, which would hopefully serve as motivation, to keep you doing whatever it is that you did well and identify what you need to improve on. Personally, I don't do resolutions in the sense that I'm going to change something just for the sake of changing something. It's more of like a reminder or a guideline for myself. For example, I started school last year and I did okay, even though I didn't really get to stick to the study schedule that I set for myself. So I made some adjustments to my study schedule, and hopefully I'll follow it more religiously this year. Maybe, or maybe I'll just adjust it again. Who knows? I'll find something that will work. What was the best thing to happen to you in 2016, both in real life and on GWA? I joined GWA last year and it was the best thing ever. Meeting you guys is the highlight of my year. And I survived the first semester of grad school. Yes. Okay. The last text you sent will shape your upcoming year. What does that text say? We'll check. Okay, it says, please donate fries. So, well, maybe this year will be full of me begging people to give me fries. Do you hope to give or receive more GWA related orgasms this year? I'm gonna be honest and say receive, okay? What was your biggest GWA challenge for 2016? The challenge actually was taking time off GWA to do other stuff. It's so much fun. I couldn't stay away. Pick three words that describe your 2016. Then pick three words that you want to describe your 2017. 2016 was chaotic, fun, exciting. 2016, sorry, 2017. Focused, successful, and also fun. Okay, 2017 has just begun. Done anything you are proud of or regret yet this year? Yes. I started the year getting shit-faced, so aside from the horrible hangovers, I got careless and I almost got caught, which is why I had to make this new account. Yeah, I'd be more careful. I won't drink too much. I'm so sorry. You can trade lives with anyone for the month of March this year. Why do you pick? Who do you pick and why? No one, because March is the month that I usually go on vacation, so no. What was your biggest personal change from January to December of 2016? I became more conscious of how I spent my time since I started studying again. I used to just watch TV or do movie marathons all the time, but for the latter part of the year, I had to stop being a lazy slob, which was hard to do. Okay, oh, it's the last question. Everyone has that one kind of audio that they really want to hear on GWA. What are you hoping to hear in 2017? Be as specific as you want. I'm a simple person. I just want a CMNF rape audio with fear play and blackmail. Thank you. And that concludes the questionnaire. And my lunch break is almost over, so. Okay. Until next time, guys. Thank you so much for listening.